Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Show.
Is Friends in Low Places the signature Garth Brooks song?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
It's one of the great drunken sing-along songs of all time. Oh, yeah. It's not even close.
Okay. All right. And there's a reason we're talking about this right now. It's because a little piece of Garth Brooks trivia that I just discovered was that Friends in Low Places was originally supposed to be for George Strait. But when he passed, Garth decided to take it. Here is Garth telling the story.
I did the demo for it, but we didn't have a record deal at the time. So they were pitching it to Strait. And when we got a record deal, they called us and said, hey, man, Strait's people have passed on this. Would you still be interested in Friends? I said, are you kidding me? Yeah. And but it was a year and a half later before we ever got to cut it because the new record was just out at that point.
So I was originally meant for George Strait. George Strait passed, which I think is kind of funny. The King passed on it. And I don't know. I couldn't imagine anybody else singing that song.
Right.
By the way, King coming with Chris Stapleton at the beginning of May, which I will be attending.
Didn't you go to the last George Strait concert when
he came here? No. Garth Brooks.
We
went, didn't he do like five shows in a row and a matinee?
Right, but I thought you went to a George Strait show as well.
No,
I thought you sat somewhere up in the nosebleed seats.
That was Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Garth Brooks. Yeah, great show. My wife knows every word to every song. Tears streaming down her eyes at some point, you know.
And Garth's an example of one of those dudes where I might not like his politics. Because Garth is kind of on the woke side of country music. But he's a hit machine, man. Like, when a song's come on, you like his music, but he's another one of those guys that wants to give all your money to Ukraine. You know, he's very progressive. He's one of those types of dudes. But the one time that I met him, he was very nice. Nice guy, takes his hat off. He knows the whole routine.
I don't even know that I'd recognize him if I walked past him on the street. He dresses like in those hoodies and hats.
Yeah. I met him when the Super Bowl was here in Indy. And this is when I was working at the casino. We had an event with Garth Brooks, and him and Trisha, they were just very nice people. I mean, granted.
Yeah, I saw him at Market Square Arena, too, back in the late 90s, where he did like three nights in a row, popped out of the piano there. There's like a hole in the piano. It was kind of misdirection. You see this guy on stage playing a piano. You think it's Garth at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Then he pops out on top of it. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Back when he was more spry, I'm sure. Garth's kind of a big dude now.
Yeah.
Big guy.
60s.
We were once inspired by Garth Brooks and that song, Friends in Low Places. This is back when COVID was going on, but we were kind of on the backside and we were looking back on everything.
Right.
This was kind of the anthem for those people who got COVID but didn't really get sick.
Blame it on the Chinese. We're all scared to sneeze. Looking up symptoms online. You can't smell your food. You can't taste your booze. But other than that, you're just fine. And I saw the surprise in Hogsett's eyes when you said you're doing quite good. He took a shot from his flask and yelled, put on your mask or I'll lock you all down for good.
Oh, here we go.
Because I got friends with mild cases. No fever, no cough, just body aches, and they'll be okay.
Yeah!
Woo! In 14 days. Yeah, Fauci's advice changes week to week. But if he cancels Thanksgiving, he can kiss my butt cheeks. Despite my friends with mild cases.
There it is! Yeah! Remember, it was like 14 days. If you got COVID, you have 14 days you got to isolate. Then it was 10, and then the CDC said, well, now it's 5 days if you got COVID. And now, just recently, a couple months ago, the CDC was like, well, if you get COVID and just you know, if you don't have any, if you don't have a fever, you just go back to work.
Don't sneeze on anybody. Yeah, you're fine.
You'll be all right.